This Pete and Kimber podcast is just a little taste of the show. Get a taste of life at Murdoch at Murdoch University's Open Day, Saturday, March 23rd from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Tour the campus and find the course you're passionate about. This is the Pete and Kimber podcast.
Hello, welcome to the podcast.
Welcome to the podcast. It's a big podcast today. Lots of great things in it. In fact, so many great things. We had to move one really significant chat to its own podcast.
Well, it's because there was so much more to the Guy Sebastian chat that we actually couldn't air on our show this morning. So that's what happens. This is the beauty about podcasts. Occasionally, you only get maybe 4, 5, 10 minutes of a chat we've had with someone, and we have to leave a heap of stuff out, and then bang, you'll find it on the podcast.
But Guy wanted to talk to us for ages, and then he revealed something we didn't know.
That's all I can play of it because copyright.
Yeah, we get in trouble to play more music on the podcast. But that was us trying to set the scene of a Bollywood
film. Mate, honestly, it is the coolest thing that he told us. And he told it's an exclusive on our show.
Like, he's in a Bollywood film. Like, and he's playing a really significant role. But what I loved about it is how passionate he was about the way he talks about it.
Yeah.
The impersonations he does of his mum.
Oh, my God. Who would have thought? And you know what? He's allowed to because he's got... he's got family history.
His mum's Indian.
Yeah, so that's fine. Because I don't know about you, but I had a moment when he started doing the accent where I was like, is he allowed to do this?
Oh, yeah.
Are we allowed to air this?
I thought we were going to get kicked off.
Yeah.
But no, check it out. It is the Guy Sebastian podcast. You'll find it here on our listener app, of course. But on today's podcast, we played Yay or Nay, where you find out which one of us is happy to be tattooed by a home tattoo kit.
Probably no surprises for the guesses happening right now.
James Cameron, big star, Avatar, Titanic is coming to Perth,
yeah.
And I have got a great plan to interview him.
You think it's great?
I think everyone else will too.
I disagree.
I would like your support, Pete.
Throwback Thursday, Taryn Stokes, who won The Voice Season 12, who joined us for Throwback Thursday because she's going to be here for Channel 7 Mandurah Crab Fest Week.
Yeah.
But also we got to relive, you know, her amazing performance and also the wedding Perth built.
That was
which
great.
Which is great.
And then we asked you why you called off the wedding because Shirley told us that she bailed from her wedding only 6 days before, which is gutsy. And the stories that people gave us, some people are bailing over anything, weren't they?
All of that on the way in this podcast. Catch ya.
See ya.
The Pete and Kimber podcast.
Why did you call off the wedding? We had an extraordinary call yesterday when we played Alpha Bucks Kimber.
Yeah, unbelievable. She just casually mentioned that she called off the wedding 6 days before it was meant to take place.
This is Shirley. Take a listen.
Yeah, I just thought that maybe you could put it off and... till the following year or something, but
you just got cold feet.
Just was like, oh, not now, maybe later, and that was the cue for okay, I'm out of here.
So you didn't go through with it. That was, you broke it off 6 days before the wedding.
That's right. So yeah, we had to cancel everything. It was very bad, but probably for the best.
So just to clarify on that from yesterday's call, Kimber, like she wanted to postpone the wedding, but the bloke that she was with at the time ended up just canning the whole thing. I'm like, I'm not going to go through with it anymore after you've just done this.
It sounded like postponing the wedding raised questions of
why
do you want to postpone? And then probably deep down she's realised, well, I don't actually think I want to marry you. Do you know they reckon that 20% of engagements don't make it to the wedding? Now, it doesn't mean they pulled out in the last 6 days, but like 20% of people that get engaged will not follow through with the wedding. Which is quite a bit.
Yeah, yep.
But then the ones who just back out at the last minute. I remember getting a cab in Perth and the cab driver told me, I don't even know how it came up, and he was telling me how this happened with his ex-partner. They got as far as the wedding. It was the day of, and she just called him that morning and said, I can't do this. And he actually had the courage to say, he called all the important people and said to all the family, look, we're not going to go ahead with it, but we've paid for the venue, we've paid for the food, so everyone just come along anyway and we'll just have a little bit of a party. And she didn't show and he just went and did it on his own.
Wow. Incredible. Absolutely incredible. I mean, I haven't been through it. Just the amount of work that goes into to putting this day together, the money, the expense.
But isn't that the whole thing? It's all those things that get you closer to the date that you might go, oh, I don't know.
Which is why it blows my mind that people pull it. You know what I mean?
You're better off doing that, though.
You've made this point before where you're like, most people probably feel the pressure to go through with it. But I want to hear from the people this morning that actually called off the wedding, that went, no, I know we've spent all this money, I know we've gone to all this effort, I've had this feeling, I've got to pull the wedding. Or maybe you found out something at the last minute about the guy or the girl that you were about to marry, and like, no, I've got to pull it.
Emma in High Wycombe, you tried to cancel the wedding.
Yeah, so we had a bit of difficulty with how many people to invite from our mother-in-law, or my mother-in-law. And basically, we cancelled the wedding part of it and kept the ceremony because we, well, the after party, sorry, because we'd already sent out the save the dates.
So hang on. Did you actually go through with getting married?
Yes, we got married. We eloped. So we just did it privately. We didn't have a ceremony.
Oh.
Emma,
and I didn't have the wedding dress or anything like that. We just had an after party.
The family stuff is tough, isn't it? I mean, like, you know, like we had a rule where it's like, if we haven't seen them in the last 10 years, then, you know, not coming to the wedding.
Yeah.
At $170
what about
bucks
Aunt Joan?
A head.
What about Aunt Joan? She always loved you when you were a kid.
Yeah, I know she did. But when I was a kid, 30-year-old man by the time we were getting married. Jazz in Byford. Now, this is interesting. You tried to call off the wedding. What happened?
I did. So the day before the wedding, I was really, really sick and I tried to call off the wedding because I was really unwell and he wouldn't let me. He told me that he thought that I just had cold feet and that I wasn't sick. As it turned out, I ended up in emergency that night. I don't remember much of the day.
Whoa.
And I was bedbound for like 6 weeks after. My mum had to come and look after me and our marriage lasted 6 weeks.
Oh, mate.
Jazz, do you even, like, can you even say what was wrong? How did you know, like him thinking you weren't sick is pretty rough.
Oh, it was awful. Like, I couldn't talk. I had, when I got to the hospital, I had a temperature of, like, 41 degrees. Yeah, it was terrible.
And it's, wow. So, what was it after that? Did it really start to come out what sort of person this was, and you guys didn't make it past 6 weeks after that?
Yeah, pretty much. We were in separate bedrooms.
Wow, Jazz.
On that day, yeah.
That's so romantic.
I know, it's amazing. I did try and have it annulled, but that didn't quite go ahead, so we had to get divorced.
Oh, my God.
Yikes.
He sounds like the sort of guy I would have been like, no, get the priest to the bedside. We're getting this done.
Yeah.
We've got an anonymous caller here. Good morning, Anonymous. Thanks for phoning in. Why did you call off the wedding?
My partner, now ex-partner, was sleeping with a much, much younger girl, and I was pregnant with our fourth child at the time.
Oh, mate.
No. So how soon did you find out before the wedding?
It was about 3 months, and the way that I found out was he was actually best friends with his nieces. She was best friends with his nieces, and I was walking around Woolworths doing my food shopping, and one of the nieces seen me and was like, hey, auntie, just want to let you know this happened.
Whoa.
Oh, my God.
Just a casual chat in the Woolworths aisle.
Say no more.
Did you see James Cameron is coming to town? The James Cameron.
As like, in, like, Avatar, Titanic.
Yeah, like, big deal, James Cameron is actually going to be hanging out in our city.
No way. Why is he here?
Well, he's here because he's doing Challenging the Deep, which is at the WA Maritime Museum.
Oh,
it's an
wow.
exhibition about, you know, all the incredible things that they've done with deep sea exploration.
And he is a deep sea explorer.
Yeah. He's like, really into it and obviously has spent a lot of money in getting all of that gear down there and has seen some incredible things. And so he's actually going to be here in Perth next week.
Next week. That's huge. Yeah. When next week?
Well, I mean, I was thinking we could get him in or we could talk to him, but it is on Saturday. So we won't.
Next week, Saturday.
Yes.
Are you busy next week, Saturday?
Yeah, I can't go. Can you go?
I can't go either because I've got wrestling next week, Saturday.
Oh.
Come on, man. This
is James Cameron.
Yeah, this is huge.
Well, I want you to know that I've got you, boo. And we're not going to miss out on James Cameron because I've got a plan.
Streetman Sam, Streetman Sam, Streetman Sam goes wherever he can.
You are
you bet.
No, you
Streetman
are not.
Sam
no.
is going to go out and get us an interview with James Cameron.
No, we're not sending Streetman Sam.
We are.
No, we're not sending Streetman Sam.
He's available.
He's a failure. He's an absolute failure. He's going to embarrass the absolute hell out of us in front of this man.
Pete.
This is... No, hang on.
You don't give him a chance.
Are you joking?
Streetman Sam just needs a chance. He needs an opportunity to succeed, and we are both busy. And it's James Cameron, and you don't let that opportunity go. And Streetman Sam has offered to go out and do the interview on our behalf.
And you said yes.
I asked him.
On our behalf.
I asked him on our behalf. Because I knew that we couldn't go.
He's a celeb chaser who doesn't ever get any celebs.
Well, that's why he's chasing.
No, and in this case, he hasn't even got to chase him. We've given him a captive... James Cameron. He's going to be there.
He's done great things for us before.
No, he hasn't. I'm sorry. You must have a real short memory. I'll play you a couple of the things that he's done for us. Hey, Streetman Sam, can you go and find us Blink-182, please?
This is huge, guys. I'm standing here with Travis Barker right now. I'll pop him on the line.
No.
Okay.
Go on.
Oh, hey, guys. It's me, Travis Barker.
Shut up.
Dating Kourtney Kardashian.
Okay, so that was Blink-182. Hey, Streetman Sam, can you go and get us Pink? Pink's here. Go find Pink for us.
Alicia, where are you, babe? Where are you?
What's your sign say?
So I've got you, me, Carrie, threesome. And then I've thrown you guys in the deep end with you, Pete, Kimber, threesome.
Didn't get Pink either.
But it turns out Pink was out on a boat with Rove. He wasn't to know that. We know where James Cameron is. Those times he had to wait at their hotels and didn't have an opportunity. We know where James Cameron is. We can hook it up and he can be there and get us what we need.
This guy has over 32 awards, including 3 Academy Awards and 2 Golden Globes. And we're sending, hey, it's Travis Barker.
When you were saying he'd won all those awards, I thought you were referencing Streetman Sam.
No, mate. I'm not.
He hasn't won any awards.
The only award is a big F. He's got a trophy with a giant F for failure on it.
I believe in you, Sam. Next week, buddy.
You're covering the bill this time. It's you.
And he gets paid about $16 an hour.
Oh, God. I'm standing here.
Don't need no clothes. I'm naked. This is Pete and Kimber's Naked Show.
John Cena, WWE superstar and famous actor, got naked on the Oscars earlier in the week.
Mm.
So we thought, oh, that looks like fun. Why don't we do it here? And it was quite the morning yesterday. A lot of effort went into it to make sure we were comfortable to do so. We were in separate studios. Everything was boarded up. Nobody could see in or out.
Yeah. I got nude. You got nuder.
Oh, you're right. I did get nuder.
Yeah.
But that's, that was the whole point. It was like... Get as nude as you want.
You took a really good selfie. There's a good selfie stand in the studio here, and you set it over there in the corner, and you took a lovely photo of your peach.
I made sure that the lighting was right.
Yeah. And you put your leg up to make sure that you covered your bits. There were no plums in shot.
Can you tell I've practiced?
Yeah.
You tell someone.
Or did you put your leg up so that people would think there were plums?
You've seen my Kim Kardashian photo, haven't you? It's a very, very thin black line. No, it didn't take long for me to nude up. Yes, I am fully nude, baby. We are all go. There they are.
Wow.
Jeez, it's cold in this studio.
It is actually freezing in that studio.
Yeah, as you mentioned, you were a little bit longer.
Okay. I'm sitting. It's off.
It's off.
Okay, it's liberating and I'm going to shake it around for a little bit. A lot of shaking going on.
A lot of shaking going on.
Did you get any feedback from your family or from Liz?
Liz. It's funny because Liz was just like, this is just standard gear from you, isn't it?
She's just used to you getting the gear off.
She's so used to it.
Yeah.
Mum was the one who called me.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. So here's the point of why we're bringing this back up. It's made the front page of a heap of rags, but including news.com.au, which is one of the country's biggest news websites.
It's still on the front page of news.com.au, which suggests that people are clicking on it. Like, if they put an article up on that and no one's looking at it, they just move it to the back pages. It doesn't exist anymore. But it's still there, that suggests people are going in to look at your butt.
And it's my picture. It's right above what old El Paso girl looks like now and Putin's chilling new nuclear declaration.
Wow. It is a varied publication.
What about you? What? How did James take it when you got home yesterday?
I got home and James just went, today!
I love that man.
Me too. We thought, let's reflect on the people who would be most proud of our achievements yesterday. And so we're checking in with your mum, Mama Tear. Hi, Mum.
Good morning.
Oh, look, just a quick one.
Hi, Mummy. Sorry, hang on a second. I'll go say hi. Hi, Mummy.
Good morning.
How are you?
How are you, my darling?
I'm good.
Yeah, good. We're good. Mama Tear, just wanted to do a quick one. Who's your favourite child? Is it Pete or his brother?
Oh, they both are.
Well said, Mum.
They're both the loves of my life, and the grandkids, and their wives, their wonder, the whole lot of them.
All right, this isn't the Oscars, Mum.
Mama Tet, did you see, like, Pete and I were naked at work yesterday, did the show nude, and your son has made national headlines. He's on the front page of news.com.au with his peach out. And were you excited to see it? What were your thoughts?
Well, to be honest with you, I had no idea. So my sister-in-law woke me up to it and said, oh, your son's nude on air.
And what was your response?
And I was, yeah, well, that doesn't surprise me.
No, he's often getting his kid off.
I'm consistent, aren't I, Mum? I'm just consistent.
You are.
Yeah. Is this one of those really proud moments for you? Are you going to reflect on his career? And when people say, what sort of radio did your son do? What sort of things did he, what achievements did he have? Do you think that this will be really high up there?
Oh, look.
It's national coverage.
Yes, I know. I heard it was national coverage. We spoke about it last night.
I was on the phone to Mum last night.
Yep.
And asked her a few things. Just asked her if she's proud of me.
Yeah.
And just, yeah. Yeah. And the answer was yes.
So long as it's all for a good cause.
Well,
there was no cause, Mama Tear. This was, that's sort of the catch, right, is that it was just a really tenuous link to John Cena taking his clothes off at the Oscars and Pete jumped on it.
Well, what's next?
Oh, well, I'm glad
you
asked.
She's so demanding.
Yeah.
It's like, all right, well, you've done that. Now what?
She's a proper stage mum, isn't she?
Yeah.
She's like, you've managed to get this far. You've built this platform now. How are you going to keep expanding your audience?
I'm really worried how far he's willing to push it, Mama Tear. Yeah. I'm really worried.
Mum, you've seen the photo. You've read the article, right? Like, when you see the photo, is it more, do you see a lot of dad there or is it more your side of the family, do you reckon?
Well, to be honest with you, neither.
Neither?
Oh, no. Is this where we're about to have a really awkward reveal on air?
Oh, no.
Is this going to be like we thought it was an innocent call to see if you're proud of your son and then we find out that Pete is not really your son?
Oh, no, he is our son. Bless him.
Mm.
That sounded...
Well, the thing is...
There was definitely a giggle and a how do I cover this sort of voice in there.
The thing is, my Uncle Vince and my Auntie Rhonda are also down there with Mum and Dad. And it might be a really awkward conversation forthcoming. How's down south, Mum? You all enjoying yourself?
Beautiful. That's absolutely good. Beautiful,
that's
yes.
Nice. It's good.
Yeah, absolutely beautiful.
Well, Pete's got some contacts with national coverage now. We'll try and get you into a few wineries and get you a few special things down there. But thanks for joining us and letting
That'll
us know
lovely,
that.
That'll be lovely, actually.
Oh, yeah, cool. Let's do it.
Hey, Mum.
Yes, darling.
This week, like, have you and Dad managed to have any alone time at all?
Do we need to know this about your parents?
I just need to make sure that everything's going well there, just to, you know, just keeping things fresh. You know what I mean?
We've been going and watching the sunset every afternoon. It's beautiful.
Well, that'll do it for you. Hit the music. Yeah. It's getting hot in here.
I don't All right, Mum. Well, we'll leave you guys to it.
Right. Thank you, darling.
Thanks, Mum. Nice to check in with you this morning.
Love you.
Those sunsets. Look at that sun going down.
All right, well, there you go. There was Mum.
I'm glad we checked in with her. That was everything I needed and more.
Was it?
No.
No, I didn't think so. Kind of got that feeling. Now, it says here on our sheet that tells us all the things happening in the show this morning, there's a surprise to be done right now.
You know, there's lots of surprises on this show. It is rarely, here's an entire thing of cheese, or like, would you like a platter of chocolate? Like, so rarely is that the type of surprise we get.
Yeah.
It's normally like, surprise, we're going to shave Mix 94.5 into the back of your head.
Yeah. Yep.
Or like, you're going to get a tattoo. Do you know what the surprise is?
No, I'm waiting for you to tell me.
I don't know.
I don't know either.
That really?
See, this is the thing, right? Now, you're really suspicious of me thinking that I actually have the surprise. And I know I was cheekily laughing and stuff, but I do that when I get nervous before we turn to the microphones on to do this. I don't know what the surprise is.
So do we need one of the producers then?
Nah, I know what the surprise is.
I knew you did. You're a terrible liar. You're terrible.
I had you there for a moment.
Okay, what?
Yesterday on the show, we were taking some wonderful phone calls from the Mix fam.
Yes.
And someone mentioned something gross to you.
Oh, no. Oh. You are not bringing in a jar of someone's toenails. You are not. That didn't happen. I don't believe that caller.
We had a jar of someone's toenails.
I don't believe that it was real.
We had videos of pimples being popped.
You're not going to come and pop a pimple in front of me.
Somebody said a boil needed to be lanced.
Shut up. What are you actually doing?
We also had this. Zane, what's the gross thing you're
Vegemite
into?
Vegemite and hot water.
Oh, that's just like, isn't that like gravy?
No, it's not even like gravy.
I don't know, so you just drink it?
Yeah, just drink it because like the daughter loves hot chocolate. I'm trying to get her onto the Vegemite. It's good for vitamin B, gives you rosy cheeks, thickens your hair.
I reckon I could drink that. That doesn't sound gross. To me, that just sounds like when you've run out of chicken stock.
It's time to bring in the Vegemite and hot water.
I'm not even worried about it. I'm not even worried. Although it depends on the mix. Is this the kind of thing where like you don't get other people to Vegemite
on,
your toast?
Hang on, Kerrod. Just wait. Don't take it to Kimber yet. All right. So here's the thing. When Kerrod said to me this morning, oh, we've got a surprise we're going to make up.
Is that your voice, Kerrod? Is that how you...
Yeah, I speak like that pretty frequently, actually.
We're going to make him drink Vegemite hot water.
Yeah. What kind of ratio have you gone Vegemite to water?
I've gone one cup of water to one teaspoon of Vegemite.
Well, that sounds strong.
Now, next time, I don't know, I reckon we actually get like a giant pimple that needs to be popped instead. Or a jar of toenails.
No, come on, bring me my gravy. But bring me my morning gravy, baby.
Until Kerrod just made me smell.
Does it sting?
The Vegemite in hot water, and it pongs. Like that, like, hey, my son, Oliver.
Kerrod just made a horrible. Is it that bad?
He has filled his nappy with some of the
Don't
most horrendous things that man has ever created. Right? Like, and I've smelt them.
Just let me drink it. This is terrible. Just let me drink it without the image of your kid's butt. Like, I don't need that in my day. If I wanted that, I would have had kids.
Can I just say, it's a similar colour.
It is, actually. It's milky.
Give me this.
It's gross. Smell it first. Just smell it.
It looks like
it's
a
horrendous.
Really dark cup of tea. It's not that... It doesn't... Well, it's not that bad. I mean, I smell that it's... I mean, what... What is the word? You know, I feel like finally, guys, we've in something in the English language we certainly don't have a word for is the smell of Vegemite in boiling water. Do you think Zane was legit when he said he drank this?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, I'm going to give it a go. It's not that bad. Hang on. Do you know, I'm going back in again. I'm going to go in again because I think I'm not sure after the first one.
Go on.
You know, it's not terrible.
See, like, I told you it'd be terrible. Bring in the toenails.
Do you know what it does?
Bring the toenails in.
Pete and Kimber's Throwback Thursday. Do you remember?
So every now and again, we like to hit a Thursday with something that's happened on this show is when we see just a nice opportunity to bring it back, relive some great memories. This morning, the wedding Perth built, Kimber.
Oh, it was so awesome. It was such a wonderful time at the end of last year when we married Lizzie and Dylan, our two listeners, our Mix fam, who said we want to get married, and then all of Perth put their wedding together. They voted on all of the major elements. So that's how Lizzie ended up rocking up on a lawnmower, right on lawnmower to the aisle. That's why her husband was dressed as Fred Durst from Limp Bizkit. It was hilarious. Mm-hmm. And we got someone incredible there to perform.
Oh, we had the most amazing special guest, the winner of The Voice, the 12th season of The Voice, Taryn Stokes, who joins us live on the show now. Good morning to you, Taryn.
Hi, guys. How are you going?
We're great. Taryn, you're going to be back in our fair city for the Crab Fest on the weekend at Mandra.
I am, and I'm really looking forward to it. It's going to be great.
Doing a bit of singing, or are you going to be doing some cooking? Because there's going to be hours and hours and hours of cooking demonstrations. I know I'm hosting one of the stages for it.
Saturday and Sunday. You're hosting. Yeah. What are you going to cook?
I'm doing the family's. I've had to get Nonna's permission.
Okay.
But I'm doing the family's squid stir fry this weekend.
Oh, that's amazing. I have to let you know that I am vegan. So are you able to cook, like? I know I'm singing at the Crab Fest.
Explain this one to me, Taryn.
I love you, crabs. I'm sorry, crabs.
But you know, you can also like cater just for those weird people like me, at the same time. So something that your nonna has cooked, maybe.
Okay, nonna, I gotta tell you, nonna's Italian, and she's old school Italian. Everything has meat in it.
Everything has meat in it.
Everything.
Now, Taryn, I'm so glad that you are coming back over, but I must admit, Pete has been sort of bragging, I guess I would say. He's been suggesting that the reason you're returning to Perth is because we made such a great impression on you, apparently. I think that's the word he used.
And that
you fell in love with our city, and that's why you're coming back, is because of the experience we had.
That's right. My first gig was at Liz and Dylan's wedding, right? In WA.
Yeah.
So, you know, like it definitely is, yes, there's much love there. And I'll be back. I'll actually be back for like 3 gigs this month. So,
brilliant.
I live there.
Where else are you performing around WA? Is it all over WA doing some regional stuff, or is it here? Where is it?
It's Harvey. I've got a show in Harvey.
Harvey?
Nice.
Yes. Because my sister actually, works at a fish and chip shop, and then they got behind me on the show.
You're joking.
No, I'm serious. So, like, I'm big in Harvey, guys.
Hey, love that.
My cousins have a dairy farm in Harvey.
No way.
No, legit.
Well, they should come to the show.
Yeah, no, they're busy. But go and.
Pete is just about going to have you living with his family soon. It's like you're eating Nonna's food, you're staying at the cousin's place in Harvey.
Hey, Taryn,
yes.
Honestly, one of the things that is most memorable for us on this show is your performance at the wedding, at Lizzie and Dylan's wedding. It was absolutely stunning. I don't know if you've heard it back, but let's play a little bit here for you. Take a listen.
Oh,
you're the voice of an angel.
We'll share the same room of our single bed. Is this love, is this love, is this love, is this love that I'm feeling? Is this love, is this love, is this love, is this love that I'm feeling?
Not bad.
Right? Like, honestly, the people of Harvey got great taste.
No, it was such a fun day, and like it was just like one of the best weddings. Everyone was just having a ball. I loved the lawnmower. That was just a great entrance. I should redo my wedding, I think.
I think you should.
Guys are the best.
Oh, thanks, Taryn. We're so looking forward to seeing you on the weekend. Don't let Pete harass you all that make him move in with his family members.
No, I'll be singing on the stage. I'll be in my happy place, and you can be in your happy place cooking, and it'll be a great weekend.
Can't wait. Mantra Crab Fest this weekend. Uncle Paul said he's going to your concert in Harvey, by the way. Just send me a text message. He listens in the morning. Yeah, legit. He'll be there.
Paul, I'll see you then.
Look for a 4'3" Italian man holding a jar of tomato sauce.
Okay, perfect.
All right. Good on you, Taryn. We'll see you this weekend in Mandra.
See you then.
Taryn Stokes, winner of the 12th season of The Voice. And if you want to go and see a performance as well, the socials are still on our socials, the videos and the pictures from Lizzie and Dylan's wedding, the wedding Perth built that you had a hand in Perth, on the Mix socials.
I love those photos. As the celebrant of their wedding, I'm forever going to look back at those photos of me dressed as Elvis.
Huge news out of the US overnight. The US House of Representatives have passed a bill in the last 24 hours. Basically, they're looking to put this into law. that would require the owners of TikTok to sell the social media platform to a US-owned company or they'll ban it. Now, the details of this is they got 6 months to figure it out. If they don't, it means the US could pass the bill saying that Apple Store and Google Play and anybody else who hosts the app will be legally barred from having it in their store, which goes on to affect 170 million people in the US. That's over a quarter of Americans. And Australian users are worried because if it happens over there, then it could happen here. And why? Because TikTok is owned by a Chinese company and they're worried about them spying on US people.
I mean, I get that people make their careers and stuff from TikTok and there's a lot of influencers and they're doing very well from it and power to them. Mm. But like, does it really matter if they were to close it down? Like another one just crops up in its place. Another one will rear its ugly head and then we'll all join that instead.
I suppose it matters to the person who's making their $5, $10, $15, $20,000 a week on the app, right? Because I know that it sounds easy for another one to pop up or to go, if TikTok shuts down, you've probably got a heap of people on Instagram and Facebook and all of that sort of stuff as well.
Yeah.
But the fact of the matter is, if another platform pops up, you basically, to a degree, have to start again. And there's an opportunity for other people in one of the most highly saturated things in the world to come in and take your followers and get there before you do.
You'd certainly hope, too, that with all of the bevy of information that's available to you on TikTok, that all of those people would have been following financial advice of other TikTokers and storing away their $20,000 they're making a week.
I mean, the wild thing about this is, though, right, that you've built this, like if you're an influencer, I get this part of it, you've built this business on TikTok, you've put years of effort into it, and then the government can just come in and go, nah, get rid of it. Like, we're going to take all of that away from you. Like, it's going to hurt Americans, American people. And if it comes here to Australia, it'll do the same thing here as well.
They just shut down a bunch of Bank West branches and all those people lost their livelihoods as well.
Hey.
And they just decided we're not going to use cash anymore.
Yeah,
like
sure.
They've always been able to decide what they want to do.
I know, but it sucks.
I mean, look, I feel for those who are working hard on TikTok. Creating content's not easy, but are you going to suffer without these people? Like, these are the people who are, like, really, there's a bunch of people very high up in TikTok in Australia.
All right. When you say high up, are we talking millions of followers?
Yes, yes.
They're making a lot of money off
the
platform.
They're, like, you know, somewhere in the vicinity of anywhere between, like, 13 and 17 million followers.
Right. Financial advisors, lawyers who are giving their advice out for free.
No, okay. I mean, you might miss Sarah Magasara, who's a mum who does workout videos with her baby, and she shows what she ate that day.
Okay.
You're also going to miss Anna Paul, who found success on TikTok originally by posting a video of having a laundry chute in her bedroom closet. Did she get the shovel?
She got the shovel.
But, you know, Michaela Tester, she's got something to offer because she made headlines for complaining when Instagram removed its like counter. There's Sasha Morpeth. I mean, Sasha's a big deal. She lives in a mansion and lives a life similar to Alicia Silverstone in the movie Clueless.
Look, I get the feeling I know what you're getting at here.
No, I mean...
I know.
There's 17.8 million people following Hannah Bellamy, right?
Bellamy. I know.
Now, like, Hannah is actually, like, you know, there's a lot of people following her, but, like, this is an example of a video blog that she did when she went to Cicerello's in Fremantle.
Hey, guys, welcome to Nana's Daily Vlog. Yeah. Anyways, we went out to eat for my parents' anniversary. Can you tell where we're eating? Yep, it's seafood.
Rest in peace, TikTok. You're going to be missed.
Can I have that shovel back, please? Give me the shovel back.
Pete and Kimber's yay or nay.
Hello, Rami.
Hello.
Hi.
Good. How are you guys going?
Yeah, great. How are you going? Good?
Yeah, good.
Are you good?
I'm good.
That's good.
You got yay or nay prepared for us?
Of course I do. I always do. Yay and nay. Three topics, 3 seconds on each. Are we ready?
Yeah.
I'm very excited. Love this game.
First one.
All right.
Home tattoo jobs.
3, 2, 1.
Nay.
Just a massive nay.
Why would people do them?
Don't you know why? Because it's like the same feeling I get when I go to the hairdresser and she'll play with my hair a little bit and then she'll go, do you want to have a cut? Do you want to put layers in it? And I know it's a terrible idea, but you get all excited in your chair and you go, yeah, you know what? let's just do it. Let's have a change. Let's do something. And people do the same thing when they're in a lounge room and they've been drinking. And one of their friends goes, do you want me to give you a tat? Yeah, God, YOLO. Yes.
Have you ever seen anyone show off a great tattoo that's been done in the living room?
No.
Ever.
It's always like a smiley face and it's like a crooked kind of situation.
Yeah. Just practice on grapefruits and nobody else.
Aren't they selling them at Big W? I saw something online.
There was a mistake with, you know how like Big W have those like external marketplace people attached to them so you can buy things online? Someone made a mistake and you could buy a home tattoo kit for $111.
Like a real one that actually inks you properly.
A proper home tattoo kit with no warnings, no age limits, no nothing. And you could buy it on Big W Marketplace. If you're thinking about going to get one, they've removed the link.
Oh, poo.
Damn it. I was going to get paint tattooed again.
$110.
Yeah. Pete would have agreed to it too. He says, who would do that? But if we came in here and said, Pete, quick tattoo, Rami's going to give it to you, you would have gone, oh, maybe on my foot.
This is how you ended up drinking boiled Vegemite this morning. All right, so I'm very careful with what I say on the air these days.
Second one.
Yes.
Mexican food is way better than Italian.
3, 2, 1.
Oh, this is... I don't like pitting the cuisines against each other. Unless it's Chinese food, because I don't like Chinese food.
I need a yay and a, guys.
Nay.
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 Oh.
There's so much more variety in Italian food. Well, let's be honest. Mexican food is just corn chips and salsa. That's all it is.
Well, it's funny you say that because I feel like that's with Italian food.
It's not.
No seasoning. Mexican, oh, the spices and everything.
No seasoning.
Yeah. Mm.
Who's been cooking you Italian food?
Not your nonna.
Exactly. If you had nonna's Italian food, tell Rami about mum's cutlets.
I don't know anything about mum's cutlets.
Oh, that's right. You don't eat them.
I'm vegetarian and I've never eaten them.
Is that a euphemism?
But yeah, tell us if you know anything about Pete's mum's cutlets. 0480-21-945. I'm sorry, Mama Te. I love you. I'm sorry if she's listening.
And by the way, the reason I brought this up, but do you remember this chick?
What do you decide between crunchy and soft tacos?
Yeah. Why can't we have both? That's me speaking Mexican.
There's an article going on around about her. She's like now 23 and she's like kind of, taking out the new Mexican salsa, but she works at JD Sports.
What's that?
It's a sporting goods store where you go and buy apparel, like shoes.
Sorry, you'll have to forgive me. I have nothing to do with sports and I have no idea that there's a store where you can go and get the sports.
I know. You can't even speak Mexican. It's crazy.
Final one. give us something in Mexican.
No way. Wait,
Spanish.
What, do you want to get me cancelled?
Mexican's not a language.
Mexican's not a language. I was joking.
Aren't you Mexican?
Quick.
Sorry,
Indian, different. And final one, getting your Babylons out for $1.
3, 2, 1.
What's up? Hang on.
I mean, yay.
Is Babylon's top or bottom? I mean, he just goes, I mean, yay, even though you don't even know what it is. As long as it meant you were getting something out, you were okay with it.
You're speaking to the guy who'd do a $110 home tattoo gun. So
just getting your kit off for $1.
Well, we did it yesterday for free.
That's right. But would you do
we
it for
did
money?
It on this show. We did the show naked for free.
What's the difference? Why?
Who's giving themselves away for a dollar?
The reason I bring this up is because TikTok is about to be banned in the US, which potentially could affect Australia. So we won't be getting kind of softcore porn in Australia anymore, possibly.
You can say that at this time of the morning.
That's all right. Morning, kids.
Well, I think for a start asking for more than $1.
It's a saturated market, Kimber.
Can you guys talk more about this before 8 o'clock?
Of course.
Yeah, of course we will.
We will, because TikTok. Is anyone going to notice it missing? Really?
170 million in people in the US and Dasher daily. What? Why are you looking at me like that for?
Who's Dasher Daily?
She's an influencer on TikTok.
Oh, my God, I forgot. I'm so sorry. Move on.
Oh, my God.
This Pete and Kimber podcast is just a little taste of the show. Get a taste of life at Murdoch at Murdoch University's Open Day, Saturday, March 23rd from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Tour the campus and find the course you're passionate about.